Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
have a good evening.
You too, sir.
Next application is case number 11550. The application of Cape and Lupin School District for the Beacon Middle School Addition, located southeast of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, approximately 1,000 feet southwest of Route 284, Marbury Knoll Road, with a 911 address of 19483 John J. Williams Highway, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 12, Parcel 107. Requesting a special use exception to place two temporary manufactured home structures to be used as classrooms. There have been no letters of support, no letters of opposition. We did receive one mail return. This site was had approval in 2010, case number 10674, to place a manufactured home type structure for classrooms. It was valid for 5 years. The intent is to relocate the two manufactured homes from one location on site to the proposed location so that the school can have three additions built as shown on the site plan.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Zach Crouch, 22778 Redbury Lane, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're here for a special exception for actually two mobile homes for classrooms. The school was in front of you in August. Actually, the board granted a variance in August of 2010, and there's a five-year term on the special use exception. And one is we're relocating the two classrooms. So the school is going to start additions, which will start in June 13th of this year, and they'll be open and completed by January/February of 2016. So less than a year, we would want the special use exception. But there again, there's two of them out there that's located on the actually the back right-hand corner with the plan that was submitted. Actually, it's shown on there as two existing, and we're going to be locating them out near the bus parking lot there again so that construction can occur. And for the two mobile home parcels, it's not going to affect any of the adjacent properties. There's not going to be more than two that are out there now. There's going to be relocated for the classrooms, and there again, January of 2016. They'll be gone shortly after, just because the classroom additions will be done. So I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
So a year would be more than enough time?
Excuse me?
1 year would be more than enough time?
Yes, I mean, they're expected to be done. They need to be done by February 2016.
Okay. The question before the board is, would the request, would it not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
And is that because it hasn't?
Because it hasn't in the past, and there hasn't been any complaints. And there again, without the classrooms, the kids would be outside.
Thank you.
Can I expand upon that? Mm-hmm. The units that were there, were they not closer to adjacent properties than the site intended?
Oh, they were definitely closer. And if you look at the site plan that I submitted, they're probably 70 to 80 feet from the adjacent property as they exist today. In the new location, they're probably over 120 to 150 feet away. So it's definitely not getting closer.
Okay. Thank you for that. Mr. Hudson?
And how long have the existing mobiles been there in place?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years. August of 2010 will be 5 years.
Mr. Rickards?
Now, how many children do you have in each classroom and that fits in that trailer, those trailers?
25.
25?
Per trailer, yes.
That's a maximum.
That's the maximum you have?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you have to get the state to okay all that, right, fire-wide, fire...
Oh, yeah, we have to go, I mean, these have already been approved through the Fire Marshal's Office.
Everything's been approved prior to that. This is just getting the extension to...
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Be able to get your timeframe in there, the main buildings that you want built.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, no other questions, Mayor?
Mr. Morgan?
No questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at the plan here, it looks like there's also some trees on the, looks like the northeast side of the property, which would screen them also from neighboring properties?
Yes, that's an existing hedgerow or buffer, yes.
I have nothing further.
I believe the hedgerow was required in the site plan for the school.
Yes, it was back in...
Way back.
2004, I think it was.
Come on, Lawrence, that wasn't way back.
Lawrence, come on now.
That was a couple years ago.
Seems longer than that.
Okay, hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, the applicant has stated that the request will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and further stated that it has not done so, and we did not hear any testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,550 for a period of 1 year.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second that.
Excuse me, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,550 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion? Mr.
Rickard? Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,550 is approved for a period of 1 year.
Thank you.
All right, sir.